Total Tuscany Podcast, number 10. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Justice, joined by my co-host, my good friend and Italian traveler, Pat Capagno. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Travis, how are you?
You know, I'm doing really, really well. And can you believe this is podcast number 10?
You know, I just looked at that, and we're clicking along here. It doesn't feel like we've done 10 already yet.
Because the time flies when you're having fun. And this is, of course, number 10. We can't wait to reach number 50, number 100, number 1,000 as we continue to take you on that journey through Tuscany. If this is your first time hearing the Total Tuscany Podcast, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if this is the first time you've listened, we hope you enjoy it and also encourage you to go back and listen to the previous podcast as we bring you just a plethora of information about things to do in Tuscany. Tours, towns, really neat excursions, because Tuscany is truly someplace that gets into your heart and just keeps pulling you back day in and day out. And when we go to Tuscany, we're happy. We're happy all the time when we're in Tuscany. And one of the many reasons why is the food and the desserts. And Pat, when you think happy in Tuscany, what do you think?
One of the first things we think about is gelato. We have a little gelato every day. They're on every corner. Like in the States, you might find a coffee shop on every corner. You can't pass it by. It looks incredible. It tastes incredible. And it just makes you smile.
You know, it's interesting because when you go to Italy, a big part of that experience is the food. And there's many different types of food to try in the different regions. But one thing is very consistent is gelato. And you'll probably see more gelato than anything. And when you go to Tuscany, if you go to Italy, you're going to try gelato. But gelato is also very unique, and it's very competitive. And starting May 1st in Florence is the 2014 Gelato Festival. That's going to run May 1st through the 4th. Now, don't worry if you can't be in Florence for the Gelato Festival, because all summer long, the Gelato Festival is going to be going throughout Italy and also to different parts of Europe, as explained by the director of the 2014 Gelato Festival, Gabriel Poli. Gabriel, tell us a little bit about the Gelato Festival and how big of a deal this is, not just in Florence, but throughout Italy.
Yeah, the Gelato Festival was born in Florence in 2010. So this is the fifth edition in Florence. But this year will be an Aero Festival because we will not do only Florence, but we will do 9 new towns around Italy. The most famous are Milan, Rome, Turin, but also some places on the seaside like Viareggio, like Senigallia. And then we will do 5 towns around Europe. So the last one will be Amsterdam on the 10th of August. And we will do big towns and famous towns like Barcelona, like Paris, like Monaco and Nice. Wow.
I'm really jealous right now. Is this the first time you've gone throughout Europe like this with the festival?
Yeah, this is the first time. And we hope that we will have a great time around Europe. And we are also ready to go around, maybe to come in the U.S. in the next future.
Wonderful. I have 2 questions, I think. How was the festival born? And how did you, how in the world did you become lucky enough to be in charge of this?
So the festival was born in Florence because this was an idea that we had, because gelato is universal known as one of like the main food, the main dishes that we do in Italy. So it's like gelato and Italia are very very, you put it together in a simply way all around the world. So it's very good known as a Italian dish. And we like discovered that the gelato was born in Florence in 1559, because there was a special cook called Bernardo Buontalenti that he did this the first gelato in the history for Cosimo Primo de' Medici, and for an important lunch that Cosimo Primo de' Medici did. And so by that time, the gelato was known around the world, around Europe, because Caterina de' Medici, that was a famous person in Medici family, she went around Europe in all the important dinner, and she bringing Bernardo Buontalenti from Florence and preparing this special Florentine cream, so the gelato. And immediately all the people been crazy for this. And so when we discovered this origin of gelato, we said, well, let's do a festival and to celebrate Buontalenti and to celebrate the gelato. And it was immediately success. So this is why it was born, and why also is growing so fast.
Now, when it comes to the festival, is it everybody kind of get together and show their talents? Is there actually a competition when it comes to the festival as well?
So we have a special competition around Europe, because every festival in each town will be a challenge between 11 gelato makers that come from all over the world. And these gelato makers will participate to each festival with one and one only flavor. That is a special flavor that we ask them to create only for the festival. So the people that come can taste all the different flavors and vote the best one. At the end of each festival, we will have two different winners. So one will be the gelato makers that did the favorite flavor for the public and for the people. And one is the best flavor for a special jury that that's like journalists and expert of food. And at the end, the winner of all the festival, so will be 2 for 15 festival, will get part to the super final that will be in May of 2015 in Florence.
Let me ask you this, how competitive does it get amongst the gelato makers?
Oh, it's really, really competitive, because they work hard during the year to create special flavors and using special ingredients, zero mile products and ingredients, kill ingredients. So they're really, really create special flavor that you will never find around usually in shops, so, in gelato shops.
So give us an example of how unique those flavors are.
We have, I try to do some examples. We have like gelato makers from Sardinia that he will do a cheese gelato with pear and honey of Sulla, that is a small region in Sardinia. And the cheese is a special Sardinia cheese. So like this is a kind of gelato that you will never taste. Or we have a Sicilian gelato maker that he brings some to the festival, some special orange called orange from Val di Tindari. And he serve the gelato cutting the chocolate on place on the top. So these are like two kinds. But then we have also another gelato that is caviar lime. That is a special Brazilian fruit that it's really, really difficult to find in the market because there is not a big production, and there is a special taste with caviar lime. So many of these particular flavors.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you got Pat all excited with the Sicilian gelato because he's Sicilian.
I'm Sicilian, yes.
Now, when it comes to gelato, because you've given us a lot of different flavors, and we've noticed that when we are in Florence, the food is different than it is in Rome. It's different than it is in Sicily. Are there different types or flavors that are more predominant towards the north as opposed to the south?
For sure, in each region, there are different school and for the production of gelato. There are different school. In our festival, you cannot find the difference between Rome or between Florence or between Paris, because we mix the gelato makers. So you can have a Brazilian gelato makers, like we will have, it's called Marcia Garbin, that she will will get part of the challenge in Florence. Or maybe you have the Sicilian gelato makers that will be in Milan. So in each festival, you have different gelato makers from all over the world and different flavors. But in the tradition of each region, yeah, there are different schools to make gelato.
Now, when you judge the gelatos, and we see a lot of cooking shows here in the United States, and part of it, obviously, and the majority of it is taste, how much is also presentation? So when they lay it out for the public or they lay it out for the judges, is presentation a part of that factor in selecting a winner?
For sure. And we think that before you eat the gelato, you judge a gelato with your eyes. The gelato is a product that that doesn't have a smell. So you look it and you taste it. It's very important, the presentation of the gelato. And we also started judging the gelato makers in a special competition that is called Decor Challenge. So you have to show us your fantasy and your creativity on topping the gelato and on how you serve it. So for sure, it's very important.
How many people will be at the festival in Florence, and how many people do you expect to visit the cities throughout Italy and even when you go throughout Europe?
In Florence, we think 300,000 people will come.
Wow.
Yeah. And we think that, usually our festival is full of people, full of Italians, full of tourists. The difference is if there is a good weather or not a good weather. So if we have a good weather, these are the numbers. 300,000 people, we can do it. If there is, I hope no. So like rain or not so hot, maybe you can have less people.
When we travel to Italy, one of the first things we do is stop in and sample the gelato. And it's kind of, it's like walking around in the States, and there's a coffee shop on every corner. It's hard to pass it by. But when we come back, we cannot find gelato that tastes anywhere close to what we've experienced there. Why is that?
Why does it taste better in Italy than it does the United States?
Allora, there is three different kind of gelato. Let's try to say this. There is gelato that is in the Italian way, and it's the kind of gelato you can taste in Italy in a few places around the world. Then there is ice cream that is all over the world and is more fat with butter and more sugar, so it's different from the gelato. It's really different, also the tasting. And then there is the soft. Maybe around US there is a lot of soft gelato. That is another way to do the gelato. That is the one with the machine that you have it ready. And it's another taste. So I think that the Italian gelato is something amazing, unique, and incredible. And probably we are looking to that is growing around the world. The number of people that comes in Italy, study how to do the gelato in the Italian way, then go back to their country and start maybe a shop, a gelato shop.
You mentioned machines. Is Italian gelato not made with machines?
The Italian gelato is made with machines, for sure.
Okay.
It has two processes. Yeah, but the machine I was talking for the soft is the one that you know, when you go in a shop, they don't do all the process like pasteurization and mantecazione, it's called in Italy. So it's something ready. It's something industrial.
Gelato means ice cream, right?
It's not like that. Many people translate gelato with ice cream, but are two different things. Ice cream is a different process. The production is different. It's more fat inside, more there's butter. Gelato is milk, sugar. It's really with less fat.
Well, when we sample what is being sold as gelato in the States, it doesn't compare. The gelato we've had in Italy is incredible. The presentation's incredible. The flavors are amazing. And it's so unique. And we wish we could have that here. I'm intrigued by the thought of having the festival come to the States.
I hope that maybe already in 2015 we can come.
The only problem is, Pat, where we're located in the middle of America, they're going to go to New York or San Francisco or Los Angeles. So I would rather just go to Italy than either one of those cities.
That's a good point.
No, I don't know. Where are you? Where are you based?
We are based in Nebraska. So we're right in the middle.
If the festival will come in U.S., we will come to Nebraska.
Okay, is that a promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We will hold you to that.
We will take you to dinner.
We'll help you organize the whole thing. So when you're walking around Florence, you have all this knowledge about gelato and you have your preference of taste. What's your favorite gelato? When you go to a gelato shop, what do you get?
Allora, if I go to a gelato shop, so usually every day, because I'm a gelato lover, usually get traditional flavors. Like, I think my favorite one is stracciatella, that is like fior di latte, milk, and chocolate. But when I go to a festival, I love to discover different and new flavors. So it depends. Usually I like traditional one. But if I go to a festival, I want to taste strange, different, and strange and different flavors.
You go every single day. I'm going to throw this random question out there because you may or may not know it. But how much gelato is consumed yearly in Italy?
All right, it's difficult to say how much. I can say you that. Probably there are around 25,000 of gelato shop in Italy. Wow. And of these 25,000, 10,000 are artisanal gelato makers. So I don't know how much gelato is consumed, but these are the numbers of how many gelato shops there are.
Do you personally do you make your own gelato, or have you worked in a gelato facility?
Never worked. After 5 years that I'm organizing this festival, I know a lot about gelato. I know a lot about ingredients and about production of gelato. But I never worked in a gelato shop, so maybe in the future I will do it.
So where did that passion for gelato come?
It's coming because I love gelato. I really love gelato since I was a kid. And when I discovered this funny thing that was born in Florence, I said, I come from marketing and events. This was what I did all my life. So I said, let's do an event to celebrate gelato. This is why.
Well, heck, you get an event that brings in 300,000 people. I'd say you've done a pretty good job.
Because you're going to Paris, right?
We are going to Paris at the end of July.
All right. So when you're in Paris, are the same gelato makers that are featuring their special flavors in Florence, are they traveling with this as a tour to Paris, or do you bring in Parisian gelato makers?
In every town, the way we work is this. When we finish the tour, we start the recruitment of gelato makers. So everybody from all over the world can send us a curriculum, so a CV, and details about his history, his gelato shop, the way he products and everything. And then we choose 11 gelato makers for each festival that is from all over the world. So maybe in Paris, you can find someone from Mexico, you can find someone from Florence, you can find someone from Germany, you can find someone from French. So it's mixed. We mix it. We mix it with some requests. So maybe if we choose 3 gelato makers from different part of the world, that maybe all these 3 are creating a flavor maybe with pistachio, we put them in 3 different festivals. Because if not, you will find pistachio for 3 times in the same. So this is one of the things is one of the reason why we decide where to put each gelato maker. And then there is other requests that we have, and there is really a big and difficult selection to be in.
It may be difficult, but I'm sure it's fun to judge. I'm sure it's fun to taste. And whether you're Italian or happen to be lucky to be a tourist at that time, to stumble upon the gelato festival is truly got to be fun for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's fun also for us that we organize. So it's fun to see people going around, tasting, voting. It's fun to see families that maybe comes every day to one festival. And talking with the gelato makers and looking or taking video about all the production the gelato maker does in the laboratory in the Buontalenti. It's fun. It's you know, when you think about gelato, you remember when when you were a kid, or maybe when you eat a gelato, you're getting time for yourself. It's like you get 5 minutes, 10 minutes for yourself. And so when you hear the word gelato, immediately you're happy.
I would agree.
And this is what the festival does with the people coming.
You put a smile on our face. We would like to quit our jobs, and we're jealous. And you know, as a Florentine native, away from gelato for just a moment, you know, our listeners they want to come to Tuscany, they want to explore. Is there a off the beaten path itinerary that you would suggest that would maybe incorporate a couple of unique gelato stops along the way?
There are many, many good places in Tuscany where to eat gelato. It's not fair for me to suggest one place than another, because you know, in my position, I need to. If not, that it's not fair.
I put you on the spot. Huh?
I can suggest people. I can suggest people to try different way to eat the gelato. So not only in a gelato shop, like getting the gelato like a snack, but also maybe trying the gelato in a dish. Maybe meat with gelato. We at the festival, there are chefs, special chefs, that are doing some special cooking, like filetto, like meat, with gelato alla senape. Or maybe also spaghetti al pomodoro with gelato alla mozzarella. And this is it's another way to taste gelato, but if it's well done, it's really interesting. It's interesting to try this, and also to try gelato with cakes. Mm. In the last years, gelato is growing as something that you can have together with dishes. And I think that in Tuscany there are many places, also restaurants, where you can find this. So I can suggest to try all the way to eat gelato and to try it.
So for tourists that are going to Tuscany, if you're going to be there May 1st through the 4th, you can go to Florence for the Gelato Festival. If you're going to be in Italy throughout the summer, you can go to gelatofestival.it, gelatofestival.it. That is the website. You can also find the Gelato Festival on Facebook. Thank you so much for your time. It was enlightening. It was fun. And I can tell you that we are hungry for gelato now, and I'm sure our listeners are as well.
Guys, you're great. And I hope to see you around some of our festival this year. If not, we will come to your town next year.
Excellent. Thank that you. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's right, and you were right. And the question is, we cannot get gelato in the States that tastes like it does in Florence.
We try. And it looks great, and they try hard, but it's not the same.
Do you think it's because we're not in Florence? Do you think it's because we're not smelling the Italian air? There is something to do with that, or does it really just not taste like Italian gelato?
You know, I want it to taste. I close my eyes and I'm imagining, and it just doesn't. It's not the same.
Hey, if you like the Total Tuscany podcast, make sure to subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher. We are also very active on social media channels, so please like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and if you haven't checked out our Pinterest boards, please do so. We've got thousands of pins up there with great, great Italian ideas and Tuscany ideas, and we think you'll find it enjoyable. Most importantly, leave comments. We want to hear what you have to say, whether it's about our podcast, whether it's about our website, TotalTuscany.com. We want to hear from you. Please leave comments for me and Pat.
You know, and if they would like to hear us, talk to somebody specific or a specific region in Tuscany, right? Let us know. We'd like to follow up.
You can also email us info@TotalTuscany.com. For Pat Capagna, I'm Travis Justice. Thanks for joining us today, and make sure to remember to live Tuscan each and every day.
Ciao.
Ciao.